This is best shown by an illustration. Fred, George and Hannah are in partnership, sharing profits 40-30-30. Fred retires from the partnership on the 1st of September 2010. Profits are then shared equally between George and Hannah from that date. The adjusted profits for the year to the 31st of December 2010 are £90,000, and Fred had overlap profits brought forward of £5,000. It should be noted at this point that all partners will have their own overlap profits brought forward. We do not need to know what George and Hannah's overlap profits are because they are not retiring. We need Fred's overlap profits because if we are dealing with him under the cessation rules, he will receive relief for his overlap profits in his final year. Initially, we treat the retirement as a change in ratios. So, for the 1st of January 2010 to the 31st of August 2010, we have an adjusted profit of £60,000. This is an 8-month period. So we take 8 twelfths times £90,000, giving £60,000. The ratio for that period was 40-30-30, which means that Fred is allocated £24,000, whilst George and Hannah are allocated £18,000 each. We then deal with the period 1st of September 2010 to the 31st of December 2010. The adjusted profit for this period is £30,000. That is 4 twelfths times £90,000. The profit sharing ratio between George and Hannah is 1 to 1, giving £15,000 each. The allocations are therefore £24,000 to Fred, £33,000 to George, and £33,000 to Hannah. George and Hannah are treated normally. Their allocation is for the year ended 31st of December 2010, and under the current year basis, this will be taxed in 2010-11. Fred, however, is different. He was not present for the whole year. Therefore, his £24,000 relates to the period whilst he was actually a partner, i.e. from the 1st of January 2010 to the 31st of August 2010. We must now deal with Fred as an individual sole trader. Fred's profit allocation for the 8-month period 1st of January 2010 to the 31st of August 2010 is £24,000. Fred retired on the 31st of August 2010, so this is his cessation date. 2010-11 is the final tax year. So, under the cessation rules, Fred is taxed on the balance of his profits being £24,000. He then has relief for any overlap profits brought forward. So, £5,000 is deducted, which leaves assessable profits for Fred in 2010-11 of £19,000. Therefore, a retiring partner is treated in the same way as a sole trader ceasing to trade. He has a final allocation of profit. Once we have that final allocation, we apply the normal cessation rules. Finally, in this session, we will briefly consider the effect of partnership changes on capital allowances. A change in the composition of a partnership will normally be treated as a succession for capital allowances. This means that if a partner joins or leaves, there is no cessation of trade for the old business and no commencement of trade for the new business. Capital allowances are simply given as normal and are deducted from the profits for the accounting period before the profits are allocated between the partners and the opening or closing year rules are applied. If, however, all of the old partners leave the business and are succeeded by a full set of new partners, i.e. there is no common partner before or after the change, this will not be a succession. Instead, the old partnership is treated as ceasing to trade, and in so doing will sell all its plant and machinery to the new partnership for its market value. This will give rise to balancing adjustments in the respective plant and machinery pools.
What I would like you to do now is attempt the following examples. In the first example, we are told that Joy and Roy are in partnership sharing profits 55-45 after charging a salary to Roy of £3,000.
Flow is admitted into the partnership on the 1st of December 2009. Profits are shared equally from that date, after salaries of £2,000 to Joy and £4,000 to Roy. The adjusted profits for the year to the 30th of June 2010 are £160,000. Budgeted profits for the year to the 30th of June 2011 are £170,000. It is quite common to be given budgeted profits when you have partners being admitted, because we often need to look forward to work out their taxable profits. I would like you to work out Flow's assessable profits for 2009-10, 2010-11 and 2011-12. When you are satisfied with your answers, please press the Submit button. Initially, we deal with the year where we have actual results. So the year ended 30th of June 2010. We must split this year around the changes in ratios. We had a new partner coming into the partnership on the 1st of December 2009. Our first period for allocation purposes is the 1st of July 2009 to the 30th of November 2009. The adjusted profits would be £66,667 for this 5-month period. The salary allocation to Roy would be for a 5-month period, so 5/12 times £3,000, which leaves us with residual profits of £65,417. This is split in the ratio 55-45. So, £35,979 to Joy and £29,438 to Roy. The next period, when they are all partners, is the 7 months from the 1st of December 2009 to the 30th of June 2010. The adjusted profits for this 7-month period are £93,333. Deduct salaries for the period, which are £1,167 for Joy, which is simply 7/12 of £2,000 worth of annual salary, and £2,333 to Roy, which again is 7/12 of his annual salary, so 7/12 times 4,000. The residual profit is £89,833, which is split between the partners equally. So, £29,944 to Joy and Roy, and £29,945 to Flo. The profit allocation for the whole year is therefore £67,090 to Joy, £62,965 to Roy, and £29,945 to Flo. Again, the partners who are present for the whole year follow normal current year basis rules. Therefore, in 2010-11, Joy and Roy are taxed on profits for the year ended 30th of June 2010. Flo, on the other hand, was not present for the whole year. Her allocation is for the period 1st of December 2009 to the 30th of June 2010. She commenced trading on the 1st of December 2009, and her profits will be taxed under the opening year rules. To calculate Flo's assessable profits, we need to have a look at the budgeted position for the year ended 30th of June 2011. The budgeted profits were £170,000. The salaries were £2,000 to Joy and £4,000 to Roy, which leaves residual profit of £164,000. And on a ratio of 1:1:1, we have £54,667 to Joy and Roy, and £54,666 to Flo. The total profit allocations for the year are therefore £56,667 to Joy, £58,667 to Roy, and £54,666 to Flo. These are the allocated profits for the year ended 30th of June 2011. Joy and Roy will be assessed under current year basis in 2011-12 on those profits. Flo, however, is assessed under the opening year rules. Flo's partnership profits are therefore as you see on the screen. We treat her as a commencing trader. So, under CYB opening year rules, Her 2009-10 profits arise between the 1st of December 2009 to the 5th of April 2010. This is 4/7 of the 7-month period 1st of December to the 30th of June. 4/7 of £29,945 gives us £17,111. We can apportion on a monthly basis and ignore the 5 days in April. Is there an accounting period ending in 2010-11? Yes, there is. The period ended 30th of June 2010. However, this is only 7 months long. Therefore, the revenue will tax the profits of the first 12 months of trading, being the 12 months to the 30th of November 2010. So the assessable profits are £29,945 plus 5/12 of the following year, i.e. 5/12 times £54,666. This gives us £52,723. The current year basis applies in 2011-12. So we tax the profits of the year ended 30th of June 2011, being £54,666. We have overlap profits of £39,889. The profits taxed twice are £17,111 in 2009-10 and 2010-11, plus £22,778, which was taxed initially in 2010-11 and then again in 2011-12. So, Flo's assessable profits are £17,111 for 2009-10, £52,723 for 2010-11, and £54,666 for 2011-12. Now, if we followed our basic method for this example, we should have got the right answer. We allocate around the changes in ratios, which in this example take place when the new partner is admitted, and we then treat the new partner as a CYB commencement. Let us now consider a retirement example. Ruth, Reg and Roger are in partnership sharing profits 32%, 38% and 30% after crediting Roger with a salary of £3,000. Roger retires on the 31st of December 2010 and profits are shared equally between Ruth and Reg from that date. The adjusted profits for the year to the 31st of January 2011 were £174,000. Roger had overlap profits brought forward of £10,000. I would like you to calculate Roger's assessable profits for 2010-11. When you are satisfied with your answer, please press the Submit button. Again, we apply basic principles. There is a change in ratio. A partner has retired, so we deal with the period up to his retirement first. That is the 11 months from the 1st of February 2010 to the 31st of December 2010.
We have adjusted profits of £159,500. That is 11/12 of the annual profit of £174,000. We have a salary deduction of £2,750. Again, that is 11/12 of the annual salary. This leaves us with residual profits of £156,750. This is split in the ratio 32-38-30, which gives £50,160 to Ruth, £59,565 to Reg, and £47,025 to Roger.
We then deal with the period post-retirement, which is the 1 month from the 1st of January 2011 to the 31st of January 2011. Adjusted profits are £14,500. 1/12 of the annual profits are split equally between Ruth and Reg, i.e. £7,250 each. We have a total allocation of £57,410 to Ruth, £66,815 to Reg, and £49,775 to Roger. Ruth and Reg were partners for the whole year. Therefore, they are assessed under normal current year basis rules. Their profit allocation for the year ended 31st of January 2011 will be taxed in 2010-11. Roger, on the other hand, was not a partner for the whole year. He retired partway through the year. His allocation is for the 1st of February 2010 to the 31st of December 2010. We treat this as his final period of trading. Roger's profits were £49,775 for that final period. Roger retired on the 31st of December 2010, so that is his cessation date. He ceased in 2010-11, and under the cessation rules, the balance of his profits is assessed, i.e. £49,775. We deduct the overlap relief brought forward of £10,000, which leaves Roger with assessable profits in 2010-11 of £39,775. That concludes this lecture on admissions and retirements in partnerships.